your comments, and we will move along. Final items on our today's agenda. Get back to it. We have executive officer's report.
Okay, I will make this brief. I've got three items that I wanted to present. First is I wanted to flag to you in the written report is a priority discussion on the core regulatory program that David Leland provided, and so would like you to take a look at that. That's a nice outline of what David's division is working on and what his priorities are. In the next executive report, we will be doing the same for basin planning. So stay tuned for that, and we're going to try to roll through each one of our major organizational units and give, you know, here's where we are, here's what our priorities are. So we keep you really well abreast of what we're working on. And if you have then at the board meeting or otherwise things that you see that you would want to discuss, it's a way of you being able to flag something to me. Secondly, I wanted to just briefly discuss the Klamath. We are in the process right now of writing the language into the agreement in principle, or the hydro agreement. We're drafting language on how the TMDL will be handled in that document. And I think our interest there is since the agreement basically gave away the 401 cert, and the 401 cert is the device that would cause our TMDL to be enforceable, is I think our interest continues to be to try to see if then in some other manner using the hydro agreement we can get some enforceable provisions put back in some other way. So I just wanted to flag that. And then the last item I wanted to talk about was the underground storage tank. There's been a beginning of very... The State Board had a hearing, I think David Noren was there 2 months ago? March 5th. Okay, so, and there is a big pushback going on in the cleanups program. And I'd actually like David, who knows much more about this than I do, to give you a bit of a summary of what he heard and where he thinks this is going. We've had a lot of conversations, so David?
Sure. Just for information, the cleanup fund, I'll give a one-minute scenario of the cleanup fund is funded by gas tax. Everybody pays it. 1.4 pennies per gallon goes to the underground storage tank cleanup fund. It was established in 1992 by Barry Keene. It's been what's driven basically all the cleanup and investigation from underground storage tank cleanup sites that qualify. They qualify on a ranking and priority system from A to D, A being the homeowner highest priority, D being the big oil lowest priority. So they've traditionally paid A, Bs, and Cs, and Bs is small business, Cs is kind of your mid-sized businesses. Has worked very well, has moved a lot of sites along towards closure, has really fueled and been the engine to move underground storage tank cleanup site program on. What's happened recently is that the cleanup fund has basically come up short. They, instead of having $250 million a year in their annual budget, they're down to about $180. And as a result, they're chopping from the backside. So they're dropping off the lower priority sites, which is what they should do. But their cat's right, there has been some strong backlash. There was a workshop in Sacramento on March 5th. And from that, it looks like there's going to be some action on the state board level. I'm concerned from the standpoint of our region because we're traditionally a very strict region, in my experience with groundwater cleanup and objectives, which I think is very good, by the way. I strongly support that. And from that standpoint, though, we are, I think, going to see a push from many levels that will try to come at that from either making a low-risk assessment and trying to close sites that aren't quite there, or maybe using other tools that could be used on our part administratively or regulatory tools that could be used to move those sites along towards closure. The general upset is right now is that the shortfall in money has a great ripple effect out there on moving these sites and continue to move them forward. I spoke with Tam about it last night. She's really open to having some participation from us collectively on the process, and it's going to be quite interesting in the next 6 months to a year to see how the fund works, see how cleanup sites go, We, I think, are going to be faced with what do we do with these sites that don't move. I think there are some enforcement remedies out there. I think that's part of the toolkit. It's quite interesting. And as it goes, what I would like to do is maybe talk in June, and if we agendize an item or whatever and get a staff report might be appropriate, or, you know, I've heard from some folks in my community around Sonoma County about concern about what's happening, and as there's been at least an initial call for a public workshop locally, whether that happens or not, I don't know. There was a state board workshop, so there's quite a lot going on that front.
And the change in monies, is that a function of selling less gas? Or?
It is part of that, Bob. That's a big part of it. And then the fund, in my humble opinion and experience, is that they, in essence, overpaid. There's some administrative and there's some things at the cleanup fund that are up for discussion right now by state board about changing the fund and how it works. And that's part of it. There's part of the efficiencies of the fund. There's kind of many reasons why the universe aligned to where it is right now, but part of it is. By the way, I think there's also legislative remedies within this mix, because the state board, I think, has limited, in my knowledge, has limited ability to change that law or the mill tax and that kind of thing. And I think that there's movement also on that side to get some legislative remedies in play. So it's all kind of all moving forward on many, many tracks right now.
Well, to the suggestion of adding it to the June agenda, that yeah, maybe it's Wednesday morning we added it. Just to give everybody a heads
and
up.
By the way, I threw that out there. That doesn't have to happen. I don't want to.
I'm told that this is the last of the so-called easy meetings for some time. So here we are at 4:15.
It is easy. Yeah.
So to that point, Mr. Chairman, I was looking at what we have scheduled for June and being reminded about how engaged the board is and the questions that you're asking of both staff and the public, and also not cutting the public off 3 minutes and, you know, you're ejected, which I have to say I really support, knowing how long a lot of these people have driven. They do deserve more than their 3 minutes of fame before the buzzer goes off. So just looking at the agenda for June, I had originally thought we could take it back down to one day, but I think with adding something on underground storage tank, I think it will bring out people in the community. So knowing that there will be people who want to talk, I do think we're going to need to have, we could hope for a short day the second day. So I think we are going to need a day and a half.
Well, the one thing is, too, is that in my experience, that community, at least in Sonoma County, is active. We would get a turnout to that. So, again, June was my...
To me, it's an important issue. It's got a long history.
It does.
The only question would be as to its current state of play in terms of, well, if you assemble a group of interested folk, talk about an item they care about, will they assume that we're fixing it for them, or is there enough information that we're just disseminating kind of the information, or is it still so new that we won't even really know and be able to definitively say it's this way, or here's three options under consideration by somebody else? I just... exposing us to being asked to fix something that's really not ripe for fixing nor in our court to fix.
I think that's a really good point.
Yeah.
And perhaps I was hoping that Mr. Noren and Mr. Rivera and I would be able to meet on Monday to discuss, sort of brainstorm where we want to go. And Tam made the open invitation to give her comments. And so we want to be, you know, responsive to that. And maybe this would be another thing we could discuss, is to, you know, what do we want to share with the whole board and what is the best way to do that? Okay.
All right. Any other officer reports?
I'm done. Excuse me.
Any other board member requests for future agenda items?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to add one, not saying that we need to do this in June. kind of on the recent discussion that I've been having with Kat, and particularly after Brian's presentation today, I think that as their TMDLs come online, I think we could all use a common understanding of some of the terminology for our various permitting categories. For our WDRs, waivers, and prohibitions, these can get confusing between management activities, and I think that, you know, potentially even crosswalking these with the threat categories that Brian was saying, I think could be a very useful bit of information, not only for us internally, but maybe even as a public information document. We might want to explore having staff prepare something like a technical white paper or something along those lines to help clarify that. That would be my request. And like I said, it's not something where right. We necessarily need to have immediately, but I would like to maybe have that addressed as a potential topic for discussion.
And it may not need to be an agenda item or...
That's a good point. We could just keep it as...
A white paper.
Yeah. White paper that's giving that explanation.
Request
to
for
us,
action rather than agenda item, so...
It seems to be sunk in. Something will come back in some form, I trust.
Something in some form will come back sometime. Now, that's it. Those are instructions I like.
Not all I can ask for. And that sometime not being June.
I will raise.
Not being June. I'm thinking September. And
your children will read it when they have kids.
As Samantha notes that... it may be as we start to write it, it might be harder than we think to put it down
right.
on paper. And
yeah.
So, again, I think this needs to be adaptive management as we get further into it, decide what the next step might be.
I would like to second what he is suggesting because I think this is something that will serve not only these board members, but it will in the future be something that would be useful to somebody who gets this seat.
You never leave me.
No, yeah. But just on the off chance. Now, I haven't checked in with staff, but looking to the September time frame, TMDL, Klamath, if we should think about
renting a stadium, perhaps
large
for meetings.
I mean, I'm basically inquiring whether or not we should begin to plan for. Additional time board convening together to deal with that issue, or if it's too early to put ourselves in that. But it's a scheduling question that, yeah. On the one hand, I don't want to force the issue and say we're going down that path and, well, we don't really need to hurry because we've got these backup dates. But on the other hand, scheduling that kind of effort and time frame and getting people's calendars, it's something I think we should probably think about. And then the chair is going to combine items 11 and 12. That we have future items, but they're of interest.
To the birthday girl.
No wonder I was feeling so.
A week from today, I turn 29 again.
Good.
We love this artist.
Well, celebrate, have a happy time, and we are done.